This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. About an hour ago, Pedro Martinez wrapped up a Hall of Fame press conference at Fenway Park. The former Red Sox ace was elected on the first ballot by the baseball writers. He joins pitchers Randy Johnson and John Smoltz and infielder and catcher Craig Biggio at the induction ceremony in Cooperstown July 26th. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was at the press conference and joins me in the studio. Hello, Alex.
Good evening, Sharon.
So remind us first, what did Pedro Martinez do in his baseball career?
He was a pitcher without peer. He pitched for 18 seasons, seven of them with the Red Sox. During the prime stretch of that career, Sharon, from 1997 to 2003, he won 118 games, losing only 36. He posted a 2.2 earned run average, and he averaged nearly six strikeouts a game. He won two of his three Cy Young Awards during the stretch while pitching with the Red Sox.
And, of course, he was on that 2004 Red Sox team that ended the curse, winning the first Sox World Series in 86 years.
Yes, that's right. And he talked a lot about that today, about how much he loved being in Boston, pitching in Boston, how he loved the fans, how every game he pitched here was a sold-out event.
My highest point here was every game I got. Took it with the same intensity, took it with the same pride, took it every day. And I enjoyed it. This is the moment where Boston can feel proud. I'm proud. I feel like I belong here too. I have a lot of love for everything in Boston and a lot of respect.
And hey, the fans respected and loved him. I mean, every time he pitched at Fenway, the ballpark was filled with flags from the Dominican Republic, where Pedro's from.
That's right. I was at a lot of those games, especially in 1998 and 99. And at Fenway today, Pedro talked a lot about his family background in the Dominican, growing up in a very poor family, six children, and he credited his mom and dad for everything he is today.
My mom and dad were the best example that we could ever have when it came to integrity. Respect your job, honor your job, because it's given to you by God, not by me or by men. So neither surrender it to anybody, because it wasn't given to you by men. So you're going to charge the mound? You're going to fight me? You think I'm going to go away from the mound? No.
And Red Sox fans know that Pedro never backed down to anyone when he was out there in the mound.
That is true. Now, Alex, you mentioned that stretch of time that Pedro was so dominant, 1997 to 2003. When fans look back on that period, they might think about players using steroids, putting up huge home run numbers. What did he say about that?
He acknowledged that period in his career today, Sharon. He talked about, though, that he did everything clean. He never took any shortcuts to stay on the mound. He did everything the right way, he said.
Alex, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sharon.
That's Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.